now in its 53rd edition, the Carnival of Diano Marina, organized as always by the Association Famiglia Dianese, has confirmed itself as one of the most important events of our territory. This year, the wait was particularly heartfelt, since for several years we have not seen the classical parade of floats in the square. The funniest party of the year, the day dedicated to children and all adults who put aside their daily worries for one day, finally saw the center streets of our town come alive with music and confetti. The party started on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with a carnival of little ones. The admissible entertainment activities with jugglers, clowns, and makeup children were the protagonists of the party dedicated to children. From 2:30, the real event took place. To open the party, led by showman Gianni Rossi, were the band of Città di Diano Marina, the band Canta e Sciuscia of Sanremo, the flag wavers of the city of Alba, and the folklore group Tropical Follies of San Benigno Canavese. There were 8 floats that we admired on Sunday afternoon, made by the following groups: I Perdigiorni, San Peotti, I Marmessi, Amici de San Bartomé, gli Spantegai, Gogliardi Dianesi, quelli da Sciumaia, Tropical Dream. The Goliardic attitude has never failed, despite the reference to current issues such as the one proposed by the I Marmessi wagon. A Sea of Plastic was in fact the reference project of this group that wanted to remember Greta Thunberg's message. Many and nice also the other groups who have worked hard during these months to carry on the tradition of the Carnival of Diano. The event was opened by the Zaffari wagon of I Perdigiorni, a colorful group in which children dressed as animals of the savanna threw their confetti. To follow, Pop 2000 of San Peotti, Joker of Amici de San Bartomé, Moulin Rouge of Spantegai, I Castelli e Principesse of Goliardi Dianesi, Folie du Brasil of Quelli della Sciumaia, and finally the Brazilian group Tropical Dream, which with their brilliant costumes and dances involved the audience. But what drives us to disguise ourselves? Carnival has very ancient roots, dating back to ancient times, when every year in this period the renewal and fertility of the earth was celebrated. The most recent testimonies which have come down to us remind us of the Greek Dionysiacs and Saturnals of Roman times. On these occasions, the parades of masks were intended to represent the chaos that emerged from the animal and wild world, to win over the order imposed by the civilization of man, a reversal of values that found sublimation into the intoxication and playfulness of the participants. Today, almost nothing remains of the ancient rites, except the joy that characterized the reversal of role. An occasion to have fun, hide one's identity and pretend a new one. Carnival allows adults and children to change shape, to assume an animalistic or fantastic nature. Carnival jokes are a timid reminder of the excesses of the past. Music and cheerfulness are the common thread of a party that is now the favorite of children. We enjoy seeing our Diano Marina so alive and participating in the carnival, a way to rediscover the most lively sense of a community that manages to have genuine fun. Hopefully, this is just the beginning of a new route for the carnival of our city.